For Max Schmeling, the really tough stuff was outside the boxing ring. Mr. Schmeling, who died this week at the age of 99, taught Joe Louis a valuable lesson at Madison Square Garden in 1936, knocking him through the ropes. Mr. Schmeling returned home to Germany a national hero aboard the dirigible Hindenburg. He had lunch with Hitler, who ordered films of the fight to be shown in every cinema in Germany to illustrate Aryan supremacy. Max Schmeling found Hitler to be gracious. The Führer let his winnings in U.S. currency come in untaxed. But when Nazi officials told the German champion he should part with his manager, Joe Jacobs, who was Jewish, Mr. Schmeling ignored them. Mr. Jacobs was once photographed raising his right hand at the Nazi salute, a cigar held pointedly in his fingers. Sieg Stogie. Joe Jacobs died in 1940 in New York. The Louis Schmeling rematch of 1938 became an example of the nonsense that can inflate sports. U.S. newspapers portrayed the fight as a confrontation between a strutting stormtrooper and a champion of liberty. But Max Schmeling was not a Nazi, and as Mr. Louis later noted in his autobiography, many African Americans had to live in fear in their own country. White Americans, even while some of them were lynching black people in the South, were depending on me to KO a German, he said. Joe Louis won their second fight in 124 seconds. Max Schmeling spent 2 weeks in a New York hospital, shattered in all ways. Maybe he could have stayed in the United States, like Marlene Dietrich, Bertolt Brecht, Kurt Weill, and some other famous Germans. But Mr. Schmeling returned to his family and seemed to accept his country's hideous regime. He attended the annual Nazi Party rally in Nuremberg. He became a paratrooper, broke his leg in a jump, then spent the war entertaining German troops with exhibition matches. But during the hunting down of Jews that became known as Kristallnacht, Max Schmeling hid Henri and Werner Lewin, two Jewish teenagers who were the sons of an old friend in his Berlin apartment. Henri Lewin later became president of the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas and said, "If we had been found, we would have been killed, and Max too." When the war ended, Max Schmeling was broke, but he became a Coca-Cola distributor on the strength of his name, and then a wealthy man. Back in America, his old opponent, Joe Louis, fell into depression and tax problems. Max Schmeling visited Mr. Louis and became his friend. Quietly, he gave him money, at a time when Joe Louis needed cash and a friend, much more than another testimonial dinner. Max Schmeling, who had once been a great fighter and an obedient German, had a better record as a good friend.